This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. For a lot of people, getting a haircut is a routine experience. Maybe you swing by the barber shop during your weekend errands, or you have that monthly appointment with a hairdresser who gets it just right. When it comes to upkeep, the local drugstore probably has the shampoo or conditioner you like. Pretty straightforward, right? But not for everyone. For black women living outside of larger urban areas, something as seemingly simple as getting a haircut can actually be a trying task. Most hair salons that cater to white people may not cut or treat black hair, and outside of Milwaukee, in our smaller cities and towns, it can be almost impossible to find someone to do your hair. Many drugstores also don't carry hair products for black women. As our guest Katasha puts it, it's one of those unique stressors that people of color have. Even in Wisconsin's second largest city, Madison, which has a black population of about 18,000, finding hair care can prove to be difficult. Central Time producer Galen Druk sat down with two women of color who moved to Madison for school and either had to travel to get their hair done or do it themselves. Katasha Davis came from Milwaukee. Camille Rogers moved from Arlington, Texas. Galen first spoke with Katasha Davis. They start off talking about a recent trip that Katasha took to Missouri.
You went to Iowa recently for a wedding, and you had an interesting
you went to Missouri. Yeah, but we drove, so we went through Iowa, like the western parts of Wisconsin, and down south.
Yeah. And like, what was, so you had like a hair related experience?
Yeah, so driving there and actually driving back, so we get to Iowa and we're at McDonald's, and the woman at the cash register, she's like, she takes my order and she goes, "I'm sorry, I just have to ask you, where did you get your braids done?" And I'm like, "Oh, I live in Wisconsin. I got them done in Milwaukee." She's like, "Oh, man. Okay." And so it's like, "Yeah, sorry." And so then it happened again on the way back. And I think were we in Iowa again? Might have been in Iowa again or somewhere in Missouri. And we're in line getting ice cream. And this another black woman says, "Hey, where did you get your braids done?" And I'm like, "Oh, in Milwaukee." And she's like, "I have to go to Milwaukee." And my friend, David, says, "Oh, my God. Like, every time we get out of the car, someone asks you, like, where did you get your braids done?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's kind of crazy."
Wait, and so does that happen to you ever? You live in Madison now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen to you ever here?
A little bit. Like, I mean, and I've definitely done it to other people. Like, if you get your hair done, I'm like, "Oh, where did you get your hair done?" And like, "Oh, in Milwaukee." Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely happened, and I've definitely done it to other people. Said, "Hey, did you get your braids done in Madison? Is there someone who does them?"
So why did you get so much attention?
Well, I think it's because, you know, people don't. There's not people who can do African American hair, like, in places that may not have a substantial African-American population. So I think, like, being in Iowa, being in Missouri, and just from, you know, seeing where we stopped, there's not people there who can do a black woman's hair. And so if someone sees another person who has their hair done, you're immediately like, "Okay, I need to ask, because I need to find out who that person is."
And, like, scope out the situation and
exactly.
get in touch. Okay, so, yes. But you said you live in Madison, but you get your hair done in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, so, you know, one, there's a few reasons. So, one of them is that I've been in Madison for a while, right?
How long?
So, I originally came to undergrad here in 2002. So, and I left a few times, but, so on and off since 2002. And when I came to Madison, there's no one here, at least to my knowledge, who could do my hair. There wasn't even places to buy hair products. It's gotten a little bit better.
Wait, what do you mean?
So there's products that, you know, black women need for their hair, such as things like if you want to moisturize it, right, like a butter or any kind of lotion or something for your hair, or conditioners that don't strip out all the oil in your hair. So maybe we should, like, back up. Like, there's some basic things that people should know that are different between, like, an African-American woman's hair and, like, a white person's hair.
Okay.
Right? So maybe let's start there.
All right,
right?
Let's back up.
So you'll understand. So black people, a lot of, like, African-American people, not including people who are biracial, we need more moisture in our hair, right? And it doesn't produce as much moisture as someone who may be Caucasian, because that's just the way it is, the texture of it, right? And so we need to put things in it to make it moisturize, right? And maintain the length of the hair. As opposed to a Caucasian person, your hair produces so much oil, you wash it every day, right? If an African-American person were to do that, your hair might actually break off because it'll become dry. So you need things in it. Now, if you have your hair also what we call relaxed, meaning you get product in it, you need to maintain that. Otherwise, once again, your hair will fall out. And then there's also black women who have what we call natural hair, meaning they don't have any chemical products in their hair. And so they're, once again, concerned with dryness. Okay, so you can't use all like any type of product to do that. And a lot of stores actually don't carry products that black women would use in their hair. So even if you wanted something like a natural product like shea butter, for instance, you couldn't get that at Walgreens, right?
Because there's just not the market for it.
Right. Especially when I first moved to Madison, there wasn't the market for African-American hair products.
You've been in Madison on and off for 12 years.
Yeah.
And you've never had your hair done here.
No.
So, okay. Lay that out for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think part of it is a few of my friends got braids in Madison, and they went to a lady who did braids in her house. Right. And I was like, oh, well, I really don't want to do that. And they said, like, oh, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's in her basement, that kind of stuff. But those are the lengths that black women have had to go to because there's not people who have there's not so many options in Madison, I should say.
OK, so you have to travel to get your hair done.
Yeah.
Like, how does that affect your life? Like, how often do you do this?
So, for instance, next week I'm going to go to Milwaukee to get my hair done, right? And I'm going because I'm going out of town. So what will happen is I will drive to Milwaukee after my course, but I have another course on Thursday. So I need to be back in Madison, right? So I will come back to Madison and I'll take a flight and leave. You know, when usually you wouldn't have to do that if you had a place in where you live.
Where you could trust. Or even like, oh, I'm going away for the weekend. I could even get my hair cut there.
Right. And so I always plan my life around like, okay, if I'm going to go somewhere and I need to get my hair done, right, then I'm usually driving a lot more. So, yeah. Like right before school started, when I got the braids that sort of started this conversation, I actually had something to do the day before. So I called the stylist and I said, listen, I'm going to come there at 6 a.m. I have to be done by 1 p.m., right? I have to be done because I had to be in Madison at 3, right? But I also had a flight at 5 in the morning the next day. So, I mean, it gets really tight sometimes, but you do what you have to do.
I mean, how do, like, other black women in Madison deal with this? Maybe people who don't have access to Milwaukee on a regular basis.
Yeah. I know a lot of women do their hair themselves. I also know a few people who've kind of found someone. I think there's a few black women who've started a hair salon here. I just haven't tried it. I've heard very good things about them. But I think a lot of people do it themselves. I mean, I've even heard of people going to like Minneapolis. Like I knew a girl who would drive to Minneapolis, which is 6 hours away, when she wanted to get her locks retwisted. I also recently... No, I guess last school year, a few of the graduate students of color started like a group about women with natural hair. And they're like, oh, we want to get tips on how to do our hair and that kind of thing. And it's a problem, particularly if you're in graduate school and you're going on a job market, for instance, right? Like, how do you deal with your hair when you're going to have to go to a bunch of different cities and go on a job interview and that kind of stuff? And so, like, I mean, it's easily a topic of conversation amongst the female grad students, African-American female grad students.
But you can imagine that, right, Madison is probably not the worst place in Wisconsin to even be. I mean,
right.
I was searching online for, you know, taking care of African-American hair in Wisconsin, and I came across this chat room where this woman from Green Bay was like, oh my God, help me. I just moved here with my boyfriend. I haven't done my hair in 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like, what do I even do? Where do I begin? She's like, I'm willing to go to Chicago.
Yeah. You know, I think it's part of, like, honestly, being black in America. Like, if you live in a bigger city, I think it's probably great for you, right? Living in Chicago, New York, right? But I've also lived in places like Amherst, Massachusetts. They have the same problem. There's not anyone there to do your hair. And the products are very small, right? So I think it's a sense, it's the idea of like living in smaller cities, like who's going to do my hair. I don't think it's unique to Wisconsin. I just think it's part of how it is being a minority in the country, right? It's one of those like sort of like unique stressors that people of color have, like, okay, I have to figure out how I'm going to do my hair, or like I either learn myself or I'm willing to travel to do it, right?
So I guess I want to address something that I think oftentimes happens to African-American women mm-hmm. regarding their hair, that like white people are obsessed with it.
Touch
right?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, it's really a problem. Like, I wouldn't ever like go up to someone and just start randomly touching their hair. And like when I got braids, for instance, like people just thought that was like an invitation to come touch my hair. Like, I understand like my hair is different and, you know, you're like interested. But there's one thing to have a conversation and another thing to come up and pet me like I'm a dog. And that's really how people like how it makes you feel. And like if someone just comes up and like, oh, my God, your hair, like it's one thing that like, oh, you're interested. Tell me about it. To, you know, I can educate you on it. That's fine. We can have a conversation. And it's also different if you know me. Like, if you know me, right, and we are have, like, a personal relationship and you're touching me, that's fine. But you don't know me. Like, if you don't know me and to come up and touch my hair is quite the violation of my personal space.
Like, why? Why do people do that?
I mean, I think it's probably genuine curiosity, honestly. And I don't think people realize how invasive it is. They think it's, oh, I'm just being friendly. But it's probably the equivalent of someone coming up like, oh, your skin's really pretty. Like, no.
Just touch it. Like,
yeah, don't touch me.
If you could take a second and be like, okay, for all of the people who have ever touched my hair or like had an overreaction to the way that I showed up to work, this is what I would like you to know.
I don't know. It's one of those things where you live with it for so long, you don't even know what you would say if someone was like, just stop, you know, just stop, chill out. It's all right. It's just hair, you know, maybe something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
That was Central Time producer Galen Juke speaking with Katasha Davis, talking about the challenges that can arise for black women when they seek hair care outside of larger urban areas. Coming up next, we hear from another woman who cut off all her hair herself when she couldn't find someone to cut it. Well, if you relate to these experiences, if this is your story, head over to the Central Time Facebook page and let us know what you think. Coming up, the news. I'm Rob Ferret, and then we'll pick up the conversation here on Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about finding hair care as a black person in Wisconsin. White hair care salons often don't cut or treat black hair. Outside of Milwaukee, it can be very difficult, maybe even impossible, for black Wisconsinites to find salons that cater to them. We just heard from Katasha Davis, who travels from Madison to Milwaukee when she gets her hair done. Next, producer Galen Juke spoke with Camille Rogers. She moved to Madison from Arlington, Texas for grad school. When she moved, she couldn't find any salons in Madison that would cut her hair, so for the first time in her life, she had to cut it herself. Here's how it went.
Camille, when did you first come to Wisconsin?
I moved to Wisconsin in the fall of 2007.
And what was where were you coming from?
I was coming from Texas. I was in Arlington, close to Dallas. I had just finished undergrad.
And what was the transition like to Madison, Wisconsin?
It was more difficult than I expected, honestly. There were some obvious changes, like the weather. I had never been in a very cold place. But also, there was a shift in the terms of diversity. I think I grew up in Houston, and then I moved to Arlington for college, and so I was used to much more ethnic diversity around me, and that definitely shifted when I came to Madison as well. So there were a couple things that I wasn't really expecting. Nothing, it wasn't traumatic, but I mean, it was it was different. Yeah.
And so one of those changes was something that probably seems pretty mundane to most people, which is hair care. So first, what was taking care of your hair like in Texas?
Taking care of my hair, actually a lot of it wasn't me taking care of it. I was very used to going to a beautician. Because I started having my hair chemically processed, chemically straightened when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't do in the home. You can buy home kits, but it's usually a lot safer and you get better results when you go to a beautician. So a lot of my hair care, having it straightened, having it washed and conditioned, was actually going to a salon. And I would maybe do that every other week, sometimes every week.
And so what was it like when you moved here?
So when I moved to Madison, one of the first things I did was kind of survey the area for beauticians. And I didn't find a lot. I found one place on the west side, JP's, that did African-American hair. And so I reached out to them. And so early on, right when I moved there, I had one more relaxer. I had my hair straightened once, and after that, I decided to initiate the process of going natural. And they said that they didn't do women's natural hair. They do women's hair, processed hair, and they have a barber shop. But at the time, I don't know if it's changed, they told me they didn't do natural hair.
How did that make you feel?
It seemed, more than anything, like a missed opportunity. It is one of the only, if I don't want to say it's the only, but it's got to be one of the few black salons in Madison now. And natural hair is on the rise. I don't know if I want to call it a trend, but you are seeing more and more black women adopt natural hairstyles. And I know quite a few women in Madison, at UW-Madison, who have natural hair and I think would pay good money to be able to get their hair done locally, to not have to drive to Milwaukee or Chicago or even Minneapolis to get their hair done. So yeah, more than anything, it just seemed like a missed opportunity.
So did you kind of just start taking care of your hair completely on your own?
I did, actually. So when I decided to go natural, there's a few ways that black women can transition from having processed hair to having natural hair. And so I decided to do what's what we call the big chop, and that's where you let your natural hair grow out a little bit, you know, maybe an inch or so, and when you have some length, you just cut off the rest of your processed hair. And so I knew I wanted to do this big chop, but I also knew that there was nobody in town to cut my hair. So I actually cut it myself. I went and I bought some hair cutting shears, and I went in the bathroom and I went to work. And in hindsight, it doesn't, I know that wasn't the best idea, but I had already accepted early on that if I was going to be natural in Madison, that it was going to be, you know, a do-it-yourself experience.
What was that like? Describe the story.
Of cutting it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was scary for a lot of reasons, because really up until that point, I didn't have a lot of experience doing my own hair. You know, I would style it in the morning when I went to school, but most of the heavy upkeep was done by a beautician, so I was kind of going into it as a total novice. So I actually just went to the mirror, and I would I looked at my hair, and I looked for I believe they call it the demarcation line. I think that's the actual term for it, the spot where your natural hair shifts to being processed. And I just looked for that spot, and I just cut there, and it took me about an hour, and I just cut, and I tried to make it look as tidy as possible. And so, yeah, I had about maybe an inch and a half of length.
After this, did you then find people who could take care of your natural hair?
I didn't. I started going to YouTube, actually. This was 2008, 2009 is when a lot of black women started using YouTube as a resource to upload videos about hair care and kind of share their stories. And so I started learning about ways to deep condition my hair and trim and shape my hair and take care of it at home by myself. I think in those first few years, the only time that I went somewhere to have my hair done was this might have been 2 years after I went natural. I was actually sort of frustrated with doing it on my own, and I wanted to sort of start all over again. So I went to JP's and just asked them to shave my head. I thought that would be fun for a bit, and then I started growing out my hair again.
And how was that? Did it work?
It did. I had experimented with some stuff that I saw on YouTube, and not all of it was effective. So I had a little bit of, I had some breakage. I had some damage, and so I thought it would be better to just start over again and just kind of get rid of the damaged hair. And in my case, it did work out.
And so did you eventually find somebody that you could go to in Madison routinely?
I did. So in my last 2 years in Madison, this might have been in so this must have been like late 2011, early 2012. I'm forgetting. I wanted to start getting my hair shaped up because my hair was growing a lot, and it was really just starting to look just a bit unkempt. I wanted to get it shaped and just, you know, have it look a bit more professional. And so I started calling around again to see maybe if anybody had moved to town, and I couldn't find anything. And it had been maybe 2 months that I had been trying to find someone, and I heard through some friends that there was a salon on Willie Street, and there was a woman there that used to do dreadlocks. So I thought maybe if there was somebody who did dreadlocks, there was somebody who did black hair. So I called the salon. It's Cha-Cha's on Willie. And I just asked if there was anybody there who did black hair, would be willing to cut black natural hair. And they told me about a stylist who was sort of their curly hair specialist. Mm-hmm. And so I called her and I met with her. And it turns out that she had some experience doing black hair in Milwaukee. And had some experience cutting and shaping and styling. And so I started going to her. And, it was interesting. I had never let anyone other than a black woman do my hair. So, you know, honestly, I was a little nervous going into it because that was my only experience with a beautician. And in my mind, I just kind of told myself that, you know, as a black woman, only black women, you know, knew how to do my hair, but this woman, who was a white woman, did a really great job, and so I started going to her regularly before I left.
Now, you've left Madison, and you're back in Texas, and the next chapter in your life has yet to be decided. How does your experience in Madison shape what you look for next?
You know, I've reflected on my experiences in Madison, and, you know, right now, being in Houston, being in a city with more ethnic diversity and, you know, when it comes to hair, just a lot more opportunities for hair care, you know, having that convenience again, it does, you know, it is one of the things that influences where I'm looking to move next. Obviously, you don't want your, you know, entire city job search to be based on just your hair, but I think the hair care ties into something broader about, you know, the diversity of a community, the inclusiveness of a city, how it feels about diversity. I think, you know, it says something about that. So I would want to move to a city where I feel like I can be comfortable as a black woman, and I can have the services and the resources that I need to be a happy, healthy, comfortable black woman.
That was Central Time producer Galen Juke speaking with Camille Rogers about the difficulty of finding hair care in Wisconsin, most of Wisconsin, as a black woman. We also heard from Katasha Davis, who travels from Madison to Milwaukee every time she gets her hair done. If you'd like to add to this conversation, head on over to the Central Time Facebook page.